The U.S. Supreme Court says it's okay, but Governor Scott says not for Florida.
Right now, you have a choice in Florida government. It's Medicaid, it's education, or it's prisons. And Medicaid has been growing at 3.5 times our general revenue. So that has made it very difficult to fund our education.
So when it comes to the Affordable Care Act in Florida, is it Medicaid versus health care? John O'Connor covers education for our State Impact Florida project, and he put that question to a school board member, an economist, and a single mom.
Gracie Fowler earns $11 an hour at an Orlando title company. It's just enough that sometimes she earns too much for her two kids to qualify for Medicaid. That's what happened for 2 months earlier this year.
Luckily, they didn't get sick, but that was like the only couple months where they didn't have a little ear infection or they didn't need to be tested for strep. If they would have needed to gone to the doctor then, it would have been an emergency room visit. It would not have been their normal doctor. I don't want to go sit down in an emergency room. I don't want the emergency room bill. I don't want strangers seeing the kids. I want somebody who knows the kids seeing the kids.
Fowler recently got insurance through her job, but she's worried she could lose health coverage again.
You know, I'm scared. I'm a single mom. This rides on me. These children are with me 99.9% of the time.
And if Florida expands Medicaid to cover more adults, she'd be eligible. And that would save her $120 a month.
That's heavy duty to me. You know, my phone bill's $50.
But Governor Rick Scott is worried about a heavy duty bill for expanding Medicaid. Doing that could cost state taxpayers more than $1 billion by 2020. Scott says the money is better spent on education. It's a choice he's made before. This year, he asked lawmakers to cut Medicaid spending while boosting school budgets. University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith says it goes along with Scott's jobs message.
Was it a political decision in terms of public opinion? I mean, perhaps, but I think it's also consistent with the long-run goals, you know, trying to build an educated, dynamic workforce that really is very powerful, attractant for business.
But Orange County School Board Chairman Bill Sublette doubts the savings from not expanding Medicaid will make their way to schools.
Well, that hasn't been the case in the past, and I really think it's unfair to pit Medicaid and the health care issues against public education. There's no guarantee, and frankly, there's no history of showing whatsoever that that money will go to public education.
Sublette is a former Republican lawmaker, and he admits these budget choices are tough. But Fowler isn't impressed with their dilemma.
No, I don't have any sympathy. No, I don't.
She says lawmakers should do their job and find the money for both education and health care.
Of course, I'm sure it's a tough job. But I just feel like too often the message is, oh, well, it's so complicated that you wouldn't understand it. Don't tell me that. That's not okay. Aren't we paying these people salaries?
If she had to figure it out, she says she'd eliminate corporate tax cuts as a start. John O'Connor, WUSF 89.7 News.
A story that's part of our State Impact Florida project, where we put education reform to the test every Monday on WUSF and every day online. You can see photos of the Fowlers and all our education coverage at WUSFnews.org.